Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Under any circumstance, it is hard to use a take back when you break up with somebody.
No takesies, backsies.
Yeah. Mulligan! It's in golf, you know, when you have a bad shot. You're allowed to do it one time when you're playing around. Mulligan, I'm going to take that one back. You can't really do that when it comes to relationships.
No, you shouldn't be able to. And yet, it seems like that is happening with one of my best friends right now. And I need you guys to settle this debate for me and my friends. So one of my really good friends, she lives in Texas. I don't see her all the time, but she has been dating this guy, her boyfriend, quote unquote, for about a year. And I say quote unquote because, okay, so they've been dating, but he's never asked her to be her girlfriend.
He's never asked her to be his girlfriend.
Yes. So she just kind of decided they were boyfriend, girlfriend, like a month into their relationship. And he kind of rolled with it, I guess.
Has he ever called her his girlfriend? Like, yes. Has he used the words?
Yes, but kind of as a joke. Like, he also jokes about talking to other girls. So,
isn't that great?
He's a comedian.
Isn't that fantastic?
Hilarious.
Is he trying to hide in plain sight?
I don't.
By doing that?
No. Okay, so to be very candid, me and the rest of her friends, not obsessed with him.
Yeah, obviously. But do people, like, are you supposed to have the talk, like the boyfriend-girlfriend talk? Because I don't ever remember having that conversation with my now husband. It just happened.
Are you sure you guys are married?
I don't know. I need to check. See if the certificate is legit. Like, do you just assume that you're boyfriend-girlfriend? Or do you have, like, the exclusive talk, like, are we making this official? Are we boyfriend-girlfriend?
I think every relationship I've ever been in, it happened organically.
Yeah, same.
Except for the one I'm in now, I actually asked. But other than that, it just kind of happened.
Oh, you did? How'd you ask?
You want to be my girl?
He got him.
Oh, you want to be my girl? That's so cute.
It sounds like a Justin Bieber song. Hey, you want to be my girl?
I think I said it smoother than that. I was drunk. I don't remember.
Okay. Oh, it just became unsweet. I think in every relationship I've had, I have had that talk.
You have?
Yeah. Like, so what is this? Are you seeing people? Am I seeing people? What's going on?
Huh.
I think it's fine to do it organically, except when the boy keeps making jokes about talking to other girls and is calling you his quote unquote girlfriend. Yeah. Then maybe you need like a little clarification. Mm-hmm. Okay. So they've been long distance for about 9 months because he had to move back to his hometown for some personal reasons. But that's temporary. He's supposed to be moving back to Texas. So all they do is text and send each other reels. And we tell her to break up with him. And she says no. That's been the extent of their relationship for like the past year. This past weekend, when I went down to see her for 4th of July weekend, she picked me up from the airport. We went to go get food. We sat down. She asked me about my new boyfriend. I'm in love. I'm disgusting. I ruin everyone's appetite. I ask her about her quote unquote boyfriend, and she tells me that that morning he had texted her and said, "Hey, I think it's time to fly the coop."
He texted, "It's time to fly the coop."
It's time to fly the coop.
So what is he, 85 years old? That's the first thing.
I don't even know what that means.
Fly the coop.
It means leave the relationship.
Ah, got it.
Well, she was a little confused and she said, "Do you mean you're coming back to Texas? Or are you breaking up with me?" And he said, "I just think I need to stop holding you back."
Oh, come on.
What a coward. This guy's the worst.
I know.
Get rid of this
guy. And he's breaking up with her via text after a year together.
I know.
So, he wasn't vocal about getting together with her, but he was vocal about leaving.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. So she says, "My friend just got here. Let's talk later. I'll call you on Sunday and we can actually talk about this." And he doesn't even respond.
What a complete total cop out.
He's like, "There's nothing to talk about. I don't want to be with you. Yeah. Bye."
Well, Sunday rolls around and he starts texting and calling her. And he says, "Hey, I just want you to disregard that first message. I was not in a clear headspace. I don't think that we should break up. I was just feeling really confused and a little impaired because I was on antibiotics."
Oh, my God.
Get out of here.
He's like, "My gut microbiome wasn't right. I couldn't be trusted to make a decision." He did not blame that text.
He got
antibiotics.
He got a staph infection and says that he was not in his right mind because he was addled by antibiotics.
That can happen.
Can it?
Antibiotics can cause delirium.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but how about the whole year of douchebaggery? How long has he been on these antibiotics?
Maybe he has a long-lasting staph infection.
That could be true. And she's going to take him back.
Oh, no.
No, come on.
Yeah.
She thinks
it's a great excuse.
Rebecca's friend.
I know, stand up.
Is she also on antibiotics? Because that's
honestly
crazy.
She's acting like it. Yeah. So we're telling her to break up with him. She says antibiotics have cognitively impaired him. And I don't know where to go from here.
Yeah, I think he's right. He is holding her back.
Yeah. This is one of those times where now she knows over the course of the year of what he's all about. Mm-hmm. You guys are friends. Just back out of the whole thing when it comes to this relationship. Because anything she gets now, she kind of deserves.
They both need a medical intervention, I think, at this point.
Not antibiotics, though.
Yeah. Lose the antibiotics and continue the relationship.
Okay, stupid. I'll tell her.
The Burt Show.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Big refund, big project, big savings at Menards. Turn your tax refund into your next big project. That patio you've been dreaming of is more affordable than you think when you do it yourself. Get free estimates fast using our landscaping design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on the largest selection of concrete landscaping blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Saving money on your next project with help from Menards. Be prepared for flooding and keep your basement dry with Barracuda pumps. Barracuda makes high-quality pumps that offer dependable performance for when you need it most. Save big money on all Barracuda pumps now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.